Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, family, and welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B, and I am riding solo tonight. And y'all already know that we are just always happy as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are always striving to encourage, empower, and, of course, we want to enlighten your minds as well. So if you're needing some enlightening, guess what? You will always find it when you visit www.eotmmediagroup.com and stream live to all of our shows at www.eotmradio.com. Also, got a lot of stuff for you guys today. If you are in the entertainment industry or a business owner, make sure you check out our public relations blog for our public relations tips daily. And actually, you can find us on Facebook, type in EOTM Public Relations. Join the page and share the page with a friend, because sharing is caring. It is, y'all. I think we learned that in, like, what, kindergarten, that sharing is caring. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, y'all, and we'll be right back with our eBuzz Entertainment Show. Hold tight.
Yeah. This tangled web we weave. You know what I'm saying? We judge.
That was the wrong song. Hold tight, y'all.
Listen and learn.
Love,
that once was strong,
but you decided
even that's turned wrong. Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten
who put you on this earth, huh?
Who brought you outside
and who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents hurt you.
Hurts it and ashamed. And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these jokes.
Have a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire me.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud. to talking, and I'm hearing that your girls are what? You didn't know? Go steal and rob.
And while you're
go get a suit for a job. You see, you're acting like this urge is demanding.
Come on, wake up.
Have some understanding. Society's a weak excuse for a man.
It's time for the
now it's time to take the stand. Believe it or not, the Lord still shines on you. He
guides you.
And he watched you as you grew plus.
At the age of
a little child, that's true. But folk your age don't act like you do. So
be mature.
And put the boy to a home.
And if you're over 18,
I wish you'd act like an adult. Laws are overdue, and this is the message that the ruler
you know
Rick threw, and it's
what,
true.
You know what?
Welcome back, y'all, to the E-Buzz Entertainment Show with Carla B. This is me. I'm Carla B. I think I'm a little rapper tonight. But anyway, jumping right into our E-Buzz show, which is my weekly show to discuss what's happening in the entertainment scene, celebrity news, events, the new actors, musicians on the scene, and so, so much more. And speaking of actors, you know, everyone likes to predict which new young actor will hit it big. And I will say this, y'all, EOTM Public Relations Firm is no exception to this. Our featured guest tonight is George McPherson. Now, the name may not seem like a really, you know, a household name yet, but he has really proven that he has charisma and talent, even in some of his smallest roles. So definitely want you to hurry up and jump on his bandwagon because Mr. George McPherson is going places, y'all. He is definitely an up-and-coming actor to watch out for. You've seen him in your favorite recent movies and commercials and television series. He's actually, I'm sure, at the scene with actors such as Vivica A. Fox, Alan Payne, Keisha Knight Pulliam, Robert Buckley, and more. So definitely at this time, without any further ado, I want to say hello and welcome to Mr. George McPherson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
How you doing, Carla B?
I am good. You're coming in loud and clear. I'm happy to have you on the E-Buzz Entertainment Show. And I know that I shared a little bit about you, George. Please go ahead and enlighten our listeners out there globally that may not have heard of you. Go ahead and share a little bit, 411, when it comes to you.
Okay. Like you said, I'm an up-and-coming actor. Born and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ex-military, ex-sergeant in the Army. Basically, I'm 33 years old. Kind of got into the business about 3 years ago. Kind of got serious about it. It's been great since then. It's been a real journey. Definitely has.
Okay, that's what's up. You said you came into the industry probably about 3 years ago or so. So what happened? I mean, how did you find yourself in this industry?
Actually, in my early 20s, to make a long story short, tried to pursue acting through modeling.
Okay.
So I thought that was my great idea to kind of get into the acting. Oh, I just become a model and cross over and become an actor.
Okay.
I got signed by several agencies, got ripped off, went through a lot of scams, and
that
kind of put a bad taste in my mouth for a while. I was like, you know, that's it, done with it. So, you know, probably about 3 years ago, I thought about it again. I was like, I really want to do this.
And right.
Did some research on it. I was like, how about you do it the old-fashioned way? How about you get some headshots together?
Right.
How about you at least start a resume, even though you don't have anything going? How about you start taking acting classes? How about you get on the internet and, you know, start pursuing auditions and see where you can take it? And, I mean, it's been great ever since then, so I'm really glad I had a, you know, had a second chance to kind of get back into it.
Right, right. And we're happy you did, too, because you definitely have, you know, some charisma. You definitely have a lot to offer the industry. So, you know, we're happy that you decided to give it a second shot. And that's, you know, definitely for real. So as an up-and-coming actor, and I've seen some of that. Well, actually, I've read your bio and I've viewed your demo reel. And I actually noticed that you're not just an actor. You're also a writer, a director, a producer, a model. You know, so tell us a little bit about that, that whole film, QC Redemption, and how did that come about as far as you writing it and stuff like that?
Okay. Basically, the idea for QC Redemption, well, got the inspiration just spinning my wheels and not really getting anywhere with the acting. Had a little success, but I'm like, what can I do to really, you know, bring my product to the world? I mean, if they don't come to me, I have to come to them some kind of way.
Right.
So started writing and had the idea for QC Redemption, which was basically based here in the QC, Charlotte, North Carolina. And it was basically about a drug lord that basically wants to get out of the game. He's kind of at the top, like a Nino Brown type character. And he's, you know, having second thoughts, he's like, you know, I just want to get out of this, raise a family. And before he can really, you know, get out of the game, he kind of gets double-crossed by his wife and his best friend. So that's the whole twist on that. So wrote that about 2 years ago, shot that. It's on IMDb right now, QC Redemption. It's currently entered in the Audience Choice Award Film Festival, which is due to be screened February 1st, 2011.
Wow. And that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. I just want to say to you, as a new film director, I'm sure you already know this, but it's such a great thing that you have it debuting, or not debuting, in that particular film festival, but definitely you want to infiltrate all the film festivals, like, nationwide. And that's just something that I try to share with, you know, new writers and directors and stuff like that, because those film festivals, you know, they have, I mean, there's so many different outlets that comes from that, and so many different connections and stuff. So I'm sure you're already doing it. And I'll say this, definitely, I would love to, on your behalf, submit that to some film festivals here for 2011. So we'll have to talk about that off air.
I would definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, because there, I mean, and there's so many film festivals, and as far as, like, the indie scene, there are so many people that love the indie and support independent films, independent artists, you know, a little bit, you know, indie, period. So you guys get so much love anyway. So definitely you want to, you know, take advantage of all those great, great things that come with indie films. I think it's a great thing. I actually was just at a film festival in Beverly Hills a couple weeks ago and saw some great short films. So I'm like, yeah, I could see, you know, QC Redemption being there as well. So that's what's up. Congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so just from you doing QC Redemption, do you see yourself doing any other short films or regular, you know, feature films?
I'm still trying to pursue it the old-fashioned way, you know, have a good agent, do the auditions, and see where I can get in. But, hey, as the need arises, if Hollywood's not letting me in, hey, I'll pick up that pen and get in on my own. So
yeah, hey, you got to use all the apps.
Definitely in the future.
That's what's up. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, smart to just use all the different avenues at your disposal, and it seems like you're doing that. So that's what's up. All right, so we talked about QC Redemption. So I know that you have a trailer and you have it on IMD. So if there's any listeners that maybe want to go check that out, go ahead and share with them where they can find it.
Yes, actually, they can. You can either Google QC Redemption, or you can Google George McPherson, and basically my IMDb will come up probably as the first link. And basically you can click on IMDb, and you can pretty much find QC Redemption under my titles. And you can check that out and actually check out that trailer.
Okay, and check out that trailer, y'all. Check out that trailer because, you know, EOTM, we love to support. All righty, that was weird. I don't know what happened with that. We're trying to play a track, and it just did not play. All righty. Are you still with me, George?
Oh, yes, I'm still.
Okay, cool. So I guess I'll just go ahead and go into my next question for you, and it was, you know, just making QC Redemption. What was the best part of making that for you?
Let's see. The best part of making QC Redemption is basically everybody just, friends that I knew basically just coming together and you know, making the effort happen. The lead actress, Shayna McIntyre, I was actually in an acting class with her, and I had reached out to her and said, you know, I need a leading lady for this role. She was happy to do it for me. Had another guy that starred in it with me, also the director and cinematographer, Michael Lord. Reached out to him because he's, you know, real talented with the, you know, editing, directing, all that. I mean, it was just nice to see how we kind of pulled together. You know, they didn't shut me down like, okay, why are you trying to make a, you know, short film? You can't pull this off.
Right.
I mean, just everybody kind of worked together and everybody had a passion for it. Like I seen the same passion in them that I have. So, I mean, it was real special. So I really enjoyed doing it, definitely.
All right, that's what's up. It's always good to, you know, get a great group of like-minded individuals together and making some stuff happen. Okay, so you told us the best part of making that movie, so you know I have to ask you, what was the worst part?
The worst part of making the movie? Probably no budget.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's the fun part, too. You know, you learn how to be creative. Make connections. That's where the networking comes in.
Exactly.
That's when they say it's all about who you know, not what you know.
Exactly. He said it, y'all. Wow, no budget. That's,
but
I mean,
we made it work.
Yes, and I see it. So is it available for people to purchase it as far as a DVD? Is it available that way?
I'm actually working on that, but not at this time, but definitely in the future working on that. I do already have it on IMDb and have it on Without a Box, and I can actually have that available on Amazon pretty soon, but not at this time.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Well, go ahead and share with us really quickly before we take a commercial break. People wanting to, you know, check out your resume. They hear you. They've seen some of the press releases. They've seen you on Facebook. They've seen you on your official website, which you'll share in a minute. Actually, go ahead and share it now so they can be able to link up with you.
Okay, definitely. My official website is www.iamtopactor.com, just the way it's spelled, www.iamtopactor.com. They can also reach me on Facebook. You can do a search, and you can search George McPherson. You can find my regular page, George McPherson, and you can also join my fan page, which will say actor George McPherson. Like I said, they can Google George McPherson, and it brings up the IMDb. You can see all the credits that I have on IMDb. So
that's what's happening. You do have an extensive resume that we will touch on in a bit. Let's take a really quick commercial break, y'all, and we'll be right back with actor George McPherson, a.k.a. Top Actor. Hold tight, y'all.
Urban Literary Review, where literature and urban meet. Hosted weekly by Tia from DC Bookman and Martin from Culture First. Urban Literary Review comes on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Urban Literary Review comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our mission is to shine a positive light on the urban literary industry by promoting literature and discussing issues that are pertinent to the growth of the industry. In addition to being an online radio show, Urban Literary Review also provides authors with promotion to over 15,000 African-American readers for only $99 per month. So don't forget to listen and tune in each week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio /Urban Literary Review. Or check us out for more information at www.myspace.com/Urban Literary Review.
The hottest net station in the nation is out now, outshining any other station. So tell a friend to tell a friend by this station. Keep your ears and eyes open like a wound and stay in tune with
E-O-T-M Radio. Is the hottest net show. All the others move over for E-O-T-M Radio. E-O-T-M Radio. Is the hottest net show.
Carter B, Say to Say, Shante, Grandma G, Ron Anthony, Diva Q, DJ, M-I, Sub T, do what it do.
E-O-T-M Radio is the hottest net show.
Are back, you guys, with the E-Buzz Entertainment Show. This is Carla B. Have actor George McPherson here with me, definitely enlightening us with just some really great, great information. Definitely appreciate you giving us a portion of your evening. I know it's late on your side of the world. It's 10:23, and it's actually only 7:23 here, so the party is just starting here, but you're probably about to go to sleep. So we're going to make this quick for you. But I do want to ask you, you know, what are some of the, considering you're an up-and-coming actor and you do have an extensive resume already, but what are some of the biggest challenges do you think that you want to share for up-and-coming artists? Not artists, but up-and-coming actors that can probably, you know, help them along the way?
Probably the biggest challenges is just how to keep going. How to keep going, you know, you're going to hear a lot of no's. You're going to hear a lot of you were good, but somebody else was better.
Right.
You're going to hear you were great for that part, but that's not what we were looking for. You don't take it personal. In the acting world, don't take it personal because there are a lot of factors why you don't get a role. It's not just because of your talent. It's many factors, demographics. You may not have a certain look. You know, the casting director may, you know, have a certain person they're looking for, and you don't fit that. I mean, you just got to be resilient and keep going, and basically hone your craft, you know.
Right.
Take your acting classes, read acting books. I mean, just do research, go to workshops. I mean, whatever you can do, you just got to stick it out, basically.
Right, right. And that's really some great information. And up until I got into, like, radio media and PR, I really had no clue as far as how hard you actors really have it, you know, as far as, you know, being able to just, you know, withstand so many no's and just keep coming back time after time after time. So I think actors, they have this passion about them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really a beautiful thing to, you know that, okay, you're it, you know, and, okay, and understand that this director might not like it, but the next one will. So I definitely have to, you know, my hat's off to you guys for that, because I don't, you know, I know that that's not anything that I would want to do. I mean, to me, I, as far as an analogy is concerned, you know, thinking of an actor, I kind of compare it to a telemarketer. Also, telemarketing, and just
don't
calling on the phone. Yeah, and it was like so many no's. But,
yeah,
I mean, so I kind of compare it to, because you have to keep calling until you get that yes, and that's kind of like an actor. But that was some great advice, so I definitely, you know, appreciate that. So let me ask you this. Let's turn the tables a little bit and have a little bit of fun. Who was, like, the coolest actor that you've worked with thus far?
The coolest actor that I've worked for thus far? I would definitely have to say Michael Strahan, and I know most people know him as an athlete, of course, but of course he, you know, is an actor, has had a pretty successful sitcom and done some appearances. That guy's, I mean, down to earth. He really doesn't look down upon you, like his status, you know, what he's achieved.
Right.
He's still humble, you know. He's still humble, like funny, down to earth guy. Treated me with respect. I mean, first time I seen him on the commercial that I worked with him on, which I was basically playing a stand-in on some Sports Authority commercials. First time I seen him, like, he was across the golf course, and he was riding up on the golf cart, and he was like, he kind of started joking. He was like, who is this guy playing me over there? I heard he got gap teeth and everything just like me. So he was joking, and then when he got over there, he walked straight up to me, introduced himself, hey, I'm Michael, like, I don't know the guys. Like, we don't know who Michael Strahan is.
Right, right.
And, you know, brought his hand out to me, shook my hand. That meant a lot, you know, that you
right.
can achieve that status and still be humble. I mean, that's the way it should be.
Exactly, exactly. And you know what, one of the main questions that I wanted to ask you tonight was, considering that you are a new actor, what kind of roles are you wanting to portray, you know, like to set yourself apart from the other actors that are out there now? I'm sure you have some kind of a general idea as far as what you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept. Do you care of sharing that with us?
Yeah, definitely. I enjoy action films a lot, you know, use my athletic ability, military training. I love martial arts. I definitely want to play the action roles and definitely get into that. And the side that people don't see about me is the comedy. People that know me personally know that I'm a very comedic person, naturally comedic. I probably don't show it all the time because I got like 15 years of military inside me. So,
right.
So when I'm grinding on acting, sometimes I come off a little militant. So,
okay.
That's definitely a gift I think I have, and I love to explore that comedic side of acting.
Okay, well, speaking of the comedic side, because I'm a funny person too, you know what I'm saying? I enjoy funnies and stuff, but I'm going to put you on the spot, George.
Oh,
so you want, okay. Yeah, make me laugh. Make me laugh.
Oh, you going to put me on the spot to make you laugh. No, I can't do that. It got to come naturally.
Okay, you got to tell me your mama joke or something, because me and my friends, they have. You got to tell me some kind of joke. Share your comedic side, because you're
pitching.
Oh, wow.
You're going to put me on the spot.
I am. If you're on the computer, you can Google some really, really quickly. If you can't do it right now, that's fine. We'll get you on it later.
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Okay.
That's one thing
I'm,
I always fear, being a stand-up comedian, being put on the spot. I'm a natural comedian. It comes naturally.
Gotcha. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to remember that, definitely. Well, that's what's up. I definitely, you know, appreciate you. And that whole scene right there, people don't know it, but it was staged by us. So that's what's up. See, he's funny. Yeah. I know that. Yeah, I'm a writer too, y'all. But definitely, George, you are definitely a sport. Go ahead and share with our listeners again as far as your Facebook pages and then your official website, which is, I want to say, is IamTopActor.com. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Once again, that the official website is www.IamTopActor.com. You can also reach me on Twitter. That's /TopActor, TopActor. You can also reach me at myspace.com/George McPherson. Facebook, you can do a search for my name, George McPherson, and actor George McPherson will come up for my fan page. You can Google me, and IMDb should be the first link.
Me, my heart is cold. You've been a liar. You're talking to me. some resentment building up in my heart over my lover. Thinking that my weary smile was who I was, my color. Lost the love of my life because I cried. Should I held back tears from my tired eyes? Kept it inside. We can't handle the strain, not knowing what to say. When another's in pain, we've got to turn away. I guess I only fear the more than we were born to bear. Find yourself standing there with an empty stare. My spirit's rising while the other falls. My voice is silent while the other calls. Echoes down an empty hall. I can't believe the way we hide behind the walls of rations. I ask myself, where's the heart of compassion?
Where is the heart
of compassion?
Where is the heart? Where is the heart?
Where's the heart? The heart of compassion, faith of ration, the nations of clashing, against the hate of fashion. God is asking why his children are passing, not ever knowing there's a heart of compassion. Baby is a dying, he's just learning to walk. See children angry when they just need to talk. Parents sinning, casting all of the rocks, and all the leaders got the tops and the knocks over the stocks. People are lonely, and we want to be heard, but we can't hear them through these different words. To desire, we have all been enslaved. Here's the heart of compassion, we're standing on its grave.
EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM. Got it going on.
Wow. sort of off the gas. Sick of being nice and in return you show your ass. Beat up my lover before I leave you in the past. Vision my behavior on me, use a lot of crap. No one want AD, feeling just sick. Platinum plate burning as I control the stick. That's the throne if you hit the road with me. If you want a lower level, go back home to Miami. I'm past the limit, under it all. Watch me smoke like the guy. In the normal race, it's speed versus time. If you're rolling next to me, and then it's speed versus mine. That's the limit.
Rappers for the people reciting on this heavy hit. Rock instrumental, this is not coincidence. dancing at the manor. Tour bus, big yacht, Manhattan banners. I'm just city bound, my fam I like to be around. It's the beats of skyscraper, a lot of messages underground. And that's the reason we can rise up. Get swag on 100, time to get your flyer.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.